Thanks for the tab. It's great to be with you here on this Friday night. It's Manukato Stakes Night. David Gately, Mick Sharkey, Jack Dickens and Gareth Hall. And our first guest is Mitch Friedman, because Maha Shakti is a strong chance in the third. In fact, this morning on RSN Central on RSN 927, the great Dean Lester made Maha Shakti his Friday fill-up. So let's hope that's the case. And Mitch joins us now. Hello to you, Mitch. Thanks for joining us here on the tab spring ticket.
How are you, Gareth?
I am well, mate. We've got to...
surrounded by some big names in racing there.
Oh, there's no bigger, really. And they're all eager to have a chat to you and ask you a question. But I'll just kick off proceedings. Do you think you can win, and should we be betting?
Look, I mean, she's going to have a great chance. She's going to get the right run from the gate. Only Words looks the danger. And I even thought Blackerson's horse down the bottom there. It was pretty good at Cranbourne late. So, she's got a good winning pattern, doesn't she? And... I think that she hasn't gone backwards since Cranbourne.
Jack, do you have a question or some advice now for Mitch?
No, Mitchell's, I reckon, the most astute track walker in the training ranks. So I've got no doubt that he'll be telling Geordie where to put this horse. And I think three is a pretty big edge to have. Barrier three, that is, versus Only Words barrier two. So Mitch and Geordie hold the aces.
Have you walked the track yet, Mitch?
Yeah, we've been out there and had a look. Everyone's going to get on the TV and complain about how firm it is, but I'm not so sure about that. I think it's genuine good ground. Marty and his team do a good job here, and he's at a hiding to nothing, really, like to the water, and then a heap of rain comes, and then it's a bulk tomorrow, and everyone asks why he waters, and then he doesn't water, and then everyone says it's too firm. So it's an outdoor sport. We'll play with what we've been handed up, and I don't think it's not as firm as I've walked other tracks in the past.
Will it suit your horse, the conditions? Because she did win nicely on a slow track there the other day.
Yeah, that was improving track at Cranbourne. It was probably a genuine five. She ran well at Benalla on a genuine sort of good track. So I don't think that she wants it real heavy, and she's not going to get that today, tonight. So, we think that she'll handle it, and I think that she's held her form between runs.
Is she your tip in the race, Sharks?
No. I've been waiting for Only Words, but that... it's probably not a bad thing that I'm not tipping Mitch's horses, because I can stop him. So maybe I'm working in his favour tonight by siding with Only Words.
Yeah, from that gate there tonight, Mitch, where do you want Geordie to be?
I think we sort of lob one out, one back, or outside a leader. Just get her into a good rhythm, and she'll probably put herself somewhere there. Hopefully Only Words gets punk in the box seat there, and we can build momentum when we want to, and it can't.
She's had a pretty good campaign so far after this. What's the plans with her?
Look, I'll see how she goes tonight, but the way that she's been racing, I think the Matriarch's on the cards for her, and if she can stretch out to a Ballarat Cup or something like that later on down the track, only time will tell, but she's a mare in form, and sometimes they can sort of exceed their ability when they're in form like she is.
And Spirit of Gala goes around in the vase there tomorrow. He's an exciting three-year-old. What's your expectations with him?
He's a good horse. I heard Sharky sort of scoff and dismiss him pretty quickly.
Okay.
I hadn't really done the form, Mitch, to be fair.
getting paid not to do the form. Geez, we're going well there. I'm
an entertainer.
just like us trainers, where sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. So, he's a good horse. I mean, forgot to use it. Obviously, performed very well in the Guineas and a class act. But we're probably going to have a few. It's a field with a bigger numbers than it usually is. So. Makes it a little bit tricky with traffic and his draw, but he's a good horse, and I'm sure he'll put himself well.
You've always said since he started his preparation, you were going to let him tell you if he's ready to go towards a derby. Will tomorrow tell you?
Yeah, it will. Discussing with the owners and a few other people, nothing's off the table with him. Whether we push on, or whether he can wait 2 weeks and run again, or whether we go to the paddock, we'll just see how he goes tomorrow and how he measures up. And then we can make plans from there.
All right, then. Just for us battlers out there, if we're struggling on a Saturday, do we back Jellicle Choice there in the third at Sonana on Sunday?
He'll run well, but I'd rather be having something each way on Spirit of Gala tomorrow. And he's good odds, so I think that would probably be the best way to play my team.
All right, then. We are on. Good luck, mate. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Cheers. There's